crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
It's gonna really work.
Yes, welcome to Pork Therapy.
Welcome, this is Mike.
And this is Stephanie. And we don't let anything slow us down, Mike, do we?
Including slowing down by re-recording.
Including a very annoying box that was making some
scratching sounds. No box is gonna get the best of me.
No way. And was that a box that you were sending mail to jail stuff in, Mike?
No.
Oh, okay, well... It would have been a good segue to pimp your website, but you had to go and be all honest on me. Anyway, Mike does have a website called Mail to Jail, and we always hope that we don't have to use it, but unfortunately we usually do. I shouldn't say we, because Mike, it's really your project, but it's a cool project and I like it a lot.
So. Well, it's not really mine. It's a website that allows people to send letters to jailed New Hampshire Liberty activists for free. And so I would say it benefits those jailed New Hampshire Liberty activists. It's theirs.
Yeah.
More than anything. And I've been in there once, and I'm going again, surely. But for now, it's not mine. It's everyone else's.
It seems like we've gotten to the point in society where it seems almost inevitable that at some point you're going to get harassed by, by the man. And if you don't comply or if you, if you peacefully resist or in any way, or you just challenge their authority or legitimacy, it does seem inevitable that we're all going to be thrown in the pokey eventually. So the least we could do is write each other letters, right, Mike?
Yeah, actually, it's amazing how much a letter while in jail makes a difference.
Yeah, and that was actually, I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about why you started that project, Mail to Jail, because...
Well, when I first moved to New Hampshire, within weeks, I attended the trials of two new friends, Lauren Canario and Kat Canning, mm-hmm. and they were then each sentenced.
That was back in the day.
Yeah, this was in federal court, and they were each sentenced to 2 weeks. And
this was for protesting at the IRS building?
Protesting, yes, yeah. But technically they were just sitting in a corner being silent.
Ah, yes.
But anyway, so each of them had to do 2 weeks in the federal jail. Federal? State jail?
Federal.
Federal jail,
yeah,
because it was a federal court. And I was not used to this. And it was starting to get me down. And I wondered what it was like in jail, and what I might want is, if I were in jail for that long, is to make sure I knew the world wasn't forgetting me and my friends were supporting me and all that. So mm-hmm. I thought I'd make a way for people to send them letters in case I ever end up in jail. And so it's taken off from there.
And at some point you did end up in jail, and
yeah.
As you said, you may go back at some point if they keep harassing you for selling hot dogs and hamburgers.
Right.
But
Which
we hope
will.
That doesn't happen, so Mike,
well,
we like you on the outside, Mike.
We can hope it doesn't happen, but optimism isn't realism.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, whatever, the least we can do, as
yes.
you said, is support each other, and
yeah.
we definitely do support you. So thank you for doing that.
So
that
by the way,
idea.
if you want, you're welcome. If you are more curious about that, you can go to mailtojail.com, that's T-O-Jail, or mail-to-jail.com. Currently, they both work.
Cool. That's excellent. And I guess we didn't really say who we are yet, but because rudely interrupted you to talk about Mail to Jail, but I think it was for a good cause,
welcome
Mike,
to the Mail to Jail podcast.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Yes.
And as we just said, I think we did manage to introduce each other, but if you didn't hear it, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mike.
Yes, indeed. So, okay, well, we have a couple of questions to get to tonight, and I think we figured that we would lump these questions together because both of them have to do with romantic relationships, and they're kind of in a similar vein, wouldn't you say, Mike?
I was trying to come up with a vain joke, but I think I'll just skip it.
You're so vain.
I probably think this question's about you.
That was good. That works. Anyway, so, okay.
Hey, that was the first time you sang instead of me, isn't it?
It was the first time, but
but it won't be the last.
I hope it will be the last, actually. I'm a little shy about singing. I leave the singing to the people who do it right, like Hannah and you.
Oh, I don't do it right. I do it silly. Hannah does
no,
it right.
No, yours is so right. When you sing, all is right with the world.
Okay, let's get into the first question.
Okay, Mike. You know what? No. Let's go into the question. We're going to go off on another 5-minute tangent if I start to talk about this, so I'll save it for later. Okay, so let's flip a coin to see who reads the question, Mike.
Okay.
What do you want, heads or tails?
Oh, you're flipping this one, huh?
Yeah, I got the power.
Why don't you flip it and show it, and then I'll call it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call tails.
Okay. What do you know? It's tails.
Oh, that is quite a coincidence.
Here, why don't we compromise, Mike?
Since I won the coin toss, I get to choose who reads, and you read. No,
I didn't know we were playing by your rules, Mike.
Okay, I'll read the first question. Are we ready?
And I'll read the second
one.
Okay.
Verse one. I have recently, and by the way, this one is anonymous.
Both of them are.
Okay. I've recently encountered the idea of polyamory and find that it fits me very well. I've never been entirely monogamous, but always faithful and presently love several different women. One in particular presents a problem I don't see a solution to. We have a long-distance friendship and have for many years. We both love each other, and in the past were close to dating. Life, sadly, had other plans for both of us. Now, after discovering the idea of polyamory, new possibilities have arisen. I want to pursue a long-distance polyamorous relationship with her, and while she is willing to try it herself, she is presently in a long-term monogamous relationship. Neither of us want to endanger her present relationship, and she doesn't feel that her partner would be interested in the idea of opening their relationship, to the point she feels even bringing up the idea would risk either a breakup or her being asked not to contact me anymore. I would appreciate it if you could provide some ideas on a way to help us open up their relationship without destroying it.
All right, Mike, what are your thoughts? What do you think about this? I have a bunch of thoughts and questions.
As I was reading it, this sentence struck me, and this isn't the core, but this struck me. We both love each other, and in the past, we're close to dating. That seems not really oxymoronic, but kind of odd. If you have loved each other, or if you both love each other, but were never even dating, that seems odd. I mean, it could be you were both in circumstances that didn't allow you to date or see or have sex with or be with the other person for some reason, but doesn't it seem odd?
It does seem a little odd to me, although I think I kind of know what he means.
Okay.
Like, you know, sometimes there are just people that, you know, they're in your life and, well, the time isn't right for you to get together, but you're always kind of wondering and curious about them and you kind of carry a little torch for them in the back of your mind. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, okay. So you...
Maybe it just means that.
I guess.
They've been kind of good friends.
Oh, so then the second thing I'm thinking of is that it doesn't sound like this is going to happen.
Okay, well, why do you say that?
Because... if she's already made a commitment for one, so she's made an agreement with someone. Now she could always break that agreement or things change. That's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't seem willing to. She's in a long-term monogamous relationship and is hesitant to even mention that she wants to open up and be poly or mention this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's a guy, but anyway, gender of the question asker is actually not specific. Not specified.
The question asker, I think, is a male.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it doesn't specify. Interesting.
Sure.
But anyway, she doesn't even want to mention this to her current love.
Right.
Doesn't even want to mention it because of the risk of either a breakup or being asked not to contact this person anymore. So that means, to me, she's not willing to take the risk, so it's probably not going to happen. And her current relationship probably doesn't sound that healthy if they can't even communicate. They can't even talk about things, let alone make them happen, right?
Well... I don't know if I would say that her current relationship isn't healthy, but this is one of the things that I don't like about... Sometimes people get into relationships and they love their partner, right? And, you know, maybe they also have feelings for someone else or they're attracted to someone else, but they feel that's just something that they... It's so taboo. They could never talk to their current partner about being attracted to someone else.
So you
and
think...
that's one thing I really don't like. You know, I think that relationships... successful ones anyway, are based on honesty.
Yeah.
And if you can't be honest
and sharing.
If you're in a relationship and you express to your current partner an attraction for someone else, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to act on that attraction.
Yeah.
But it does mean that you feel comfortable talking to your partner about what you're feeling. And I think that reflects other things in the relationship, right? Like if you're afraid to be honest with your partner, then how close is that relationship, really?
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about telling them that you're attracted to someone else kind of hints at or implies the end of your current relationship, it doesn't necessarily. But even if it does, why would you not talk about it and find out? Instead, you'd hide it and the relationship is going to eventually end badly then.
Well, right. Because in that case, by not bringing something like that up that causes a little bit of conflict, it's a trade-off. You're avoiding short-term conflict.
That sounds right. You're avoiding...
Yeah, you're avoiding short-term conflict, but in the long run, you're creating more conflict.
Right.
Right? Because there's this...
Right, and it's not... The short-term conflict that you're avoiding or trying to avoid isn't even necessarily bad. Mm-hmm. It's conflict. You can resolve it. You might even come out stronger in the end.
Yeah.
But not communicating or not... Yeah, not talking about it seems extreme to me.
Yeah, it seems like when you suppress things, especially important things like feelings for someone outside of a ostensibly monogamous relationship, they're inevitably going to surface later, right? It's pretty hard to just keep that stuff down. And why should you? You know, you should, you know, experience your feelings, right? Mm-hmm. And deal with them. Yep. And
own them and share them and work them. And...
Yeah. So, okay, you said a couple of things that struck you or jumped out at you when you read this question.
Yes.
Something jumped out at me.
Yes.
And that was that, the question asker has this girl that he's talking to, and he's been friends with her for a while and had, you know, carried a flame for her, and they have feelings for each other. But, you know, she lives in a different city right now. Isn't that what he said that they live?
He said long distance, so I don't know
how far.
Distance. Yeah.
Right. So he says they currently have a long distance friendship and have for many years. So, what I'm wondering is, if this girl lives with her boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever in a different city, how would a long-distance polyamorous relationship be different than what you have right now? I mean, right now, you're not seeing each other very often. You're talking online. You're close.
There's probably no sex now.
Right. But would there be any sex if they...
Any? Probably. If they made this... effort and talked to the boyfriend or the husband or whatever and everyone said yes, I'm willing to open this up and try it, then they might visit each other once or twice a year, and that would probably entail sex.
Mm-hmm.
And for that matter, maybe they're not even having virtual sex.
Oh, webcam or...
Yeah, they're probably not having any of that, and they might if it's all okay.
Yeah, I suppose.
So that's
true.
One difference.
I guess. I just kind of want to know what the question asker is thinking of when he says, I want to try this long distance relationship with
her.
Like, what is his expectation of what's going to change from the way that things currently are?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe is he just expecting to talk to her every day instead of three times a week? Or is he expecting to have, you know, phone sex or visit her once a month, or, you know,
passe.
It's so 1990.
You gotta drop a dime for some sex.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, so, okay, we've kind of gone on a couple of tangents, but the question asker wants...
This.
His whole goal in asking this question is, he says he would appreciate if we could provide some ideas on a way to help us open up their relationship without destroying it.
Do you have any suggestions?
I think that the question asker is largely has no power to change the relationship between those two people.
Right.
Of which he's communicating with the girlfriend. I think that it's up to them two, to decide whether they want to change their relationship at all, whether they want to stay how it is.
Yep.
And if she doesn't want to bring it up with her boyfriend, it's going to stay how it is.
Yep.
Right?
I agree. I would say that you and she are obviously talking about it, because you said you're both willing to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
You and she being the question asker and the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you've done everything you can to try and open up the relationship. And that is, decide what you want and talk about whether you're willing to do it.
Right.
And you're not, and so it's not going to happen.
She's not willing to do it. Yeah.
And so it's not going to happen. That seems to be it. You've taken the steps, and it's not going to happen. Right?
Unless she changes her mind.
Right. And
sort
you could,
gets
you could
over
persuade
this
her
fear.
And convince her, perhaps, but...
But I mean,
it's up to her, really, because her husband or boyfriend doesn't even know this is happening. So he can't even decide or make a decision. It's all up to her.
Yeah, that's the other thing I kind of wonder. I mean, we're kind of missing some information here, but I wonder what the boyfriend knows about what's currently going on.
Yeah.
Like, does he know that they talk online or talk on the phone every day? Or does he think that
they're just friends?
You know, they're just friends and they talk to each other once a month. Does he know the extent to which they're talking? Does he know that they've had feelings for each other in the past?
And we're close to dating.
Yeah, I mean, because if the boyfriend knows, like, let's say the boyfriend knows they talk on the phone every day, but he thinks that they're totally platonic, then it's a little easier to bring it up to him because she's been mostly honest with him up to that point, I guess. But if they talk on the phone every day and the boyfriend has no clue about that and doesn't even know who the question asker is, well, then she's got a little bit of work to do, right? Because she hasn't even been honest about this important person in her life that she's spending a lot of time talking with. So maybe that's why she doesn't want to bring it up. Maybe she just doesn't want to even broach that. Maybe she doesn't want to go there, which in that case...
I don't think that's healthy, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I don't have another suggestion.
It doesn't look good.
I think you have done what the appropriate thing, which is to talk about it and to decide whether you want to talk to the third person. Yeah. And she doesn't, and there's nothing more you can do.
Yeah, I think the ball's in her court here. Yeah. Sorry to be the...
The blue ball's in her court.
Oh, boy.
Well, it might even be true in this case.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, Mike. Anyway, let's move on to our next question. Okay, so I guess I'm reading this one, huh?
Flip. Yep, you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't even call heads or tails, but
what do you call?
We don't even need to because we already agreed on it.
Yes.
So I think the dispute is settled. But anyway, okay, so this is our next question. Not to be confused with the first question. Totally separate question asker.
Totally separate, different person.
We just kind of lump these together. I want to take a little intermission and just let people know, like, you know, we get a lot of questions about romantic relationships, and specifically recently we've been getting a lot of questions about open relationships or polyamory or whatever. But, you know, that's not the main focus of our show. We're a relationship advice show, and we talk about...
Relationship talk.
Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, as we said. The last episode. But we like to discuss all different kinds of interpersonal relationships and, you know, trying to work
your family,
through problems,
your work, your
and
friends.
Conflicts.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone. So, because, you know, relationships between people, not necessarily romantic relationships, but all kinds of relationships, business, friendship.
Yep. Your colleagues, your, you know,
family, anything like that. You know, those we think are kind of the foundation of a voluntary society. So let's, you know, make them count, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So just wanted to clear that up. Okay. So then the next question says, hello, I have a lover that used to live nearby, and it was easy to spend time with one another, but that has changed. We work shifts that conflict with one another, and we have a good amount of distance between us. I still love him very much, but because we have less time to spend together, we're having sex less and less. I love him very much, but I'm wanting to seek sex elsewhere, and I don't want to end the relationship because of it. One day, we might have more time for each other. How do I break this to him without breaking his heart? P.S. Pork therapy kicks ass, and I discovered you via the School Sucks episode you guest starred on. Well,
yay,
cool. I'm glad.
Thank you for
I'm
that
glad this
BS.
Person likes our show. Yay.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
The postscript. ouch.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about this question?
No, you
Mike?
First.
Me first?
You first.
Okay. Well, it was a little bit difficult to understand because I wasn't exactly sure. So they, as I understand it, there are two people. They used to live close by and have compatible schedules. But
and
then,
loved each other.
And loved each other.
And were lovers.
And were lovers. But then one or both of them had some kind of a schedule change, and now their shift work kind of prevents them from seeing each other as often and being intimate.
I got that, but also... Another change that happened was proximity, because it seems like she said we used to live nearby, so that implies that one of them moved, at least one of them moved further away. So in addition to shift changes, there's proximity problems now?
Right. Probably someone got another job and moved somewhere else, and so that kind of piled both of those things on them at once. Well, and so then the question asker says that he or she, I'm not sure of the gender, but the question asker says that he or she wants to... look outside the relationship to get his sexual needs met, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. He let's call it a he. He doesn't mention love. He just mentions sex. So that might be something worth saying when you're talking to your lover.
Right. Well, you know, I don't deny that some people have this real desire to be intimate with other people or to, you know, just have sex with other people. And they kind of thrive on frequency and variety, right?
Well, yeah, and that might be the case here, but this person might be focused on frequency because The question asker has pointed out that they're having sex less and less, and I want to seek sex elsewhere. So
right.
Maybe they're just not having enough. It's not that, you know, maybe they just miss this person or miss sex, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the question asker says, like, oh, I still love this person very much, but it's just not, we're just not spending enough time together.
Yeah.
So I guess he just kind of wants to get that need met elsewhere. And, I mean, I think he has a couple of options. One, if he wants to be monogamous, and there are many good reasons to be monogamous, one of them being concern for diseases, right? And possibly pregnancy and all the other risks and emotional turmoil and drama and all that. There are many risks that come with sex, and I could see why some people choose to be monogamous because they want to just simplify those risks.
Or try to limit, because if you force monogamy on someone who's not, then they're going to have sex with others anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
But anyway,
yes.
That's a whole other episode.
I didn't get my complete thought out.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I interrupted as usual.
Well, I'm saying, like, there are a lot of good reasons that people might want to be monogamous, but at the same time, maybe he wants to be monogamous, but he's not getting this need met.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess he could always turn to just self, you know, he could take care of himself, to put it euphemistically, right? What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, no, that's...
That's his only option if he wants to be monogamous. Or he could...
Oh, if he wants to be monogamous.
Or he
no,
could,
that's actually not true, because his other option would be to...
To change his schedule and move to the
well,
person's...
Well, see, yeah. That's even a third option. So I was thinking, maybe this other person doesn't even know there's a problem, and you just need to communicate, hey, you know what? We're having sex not as often as I'd like, and let's work together. And then maybe this person will work to have sex with you more.
Let's make more effort to make our schedules
meet
up.
So there's three possibilities without going outside the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm, you know, according to the wording of the question, it seems like this person is looking for more sex, not another
not
person,
love, right.
Not love, not even necessarily
yeah.
a different person.
Yeah.
So those are possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
If, however, this question asker is looking for sex with other people or a different person, then I guess there's none of those three options will work. They want another person.
Right. Although maybe he hadn't considered any of those three options that we
that could be.
Yeah. And maybe he would like one of those better. We don't know, but... But, yeah, I mean, I think if the question asker wants to look outside of the relationship for sex and wants to be honest about it with his current partner, then, like, good for him for being honest, right?
That's, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. At least he's not just cheating and not telling the partner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's much worse, especially for the disease control, if that was one of your reasons for being monogamous.
I mean, then it crosses into unethical, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not being honest, and you're exposing the other person to potential risks and emotionally and physically.
Without even telling them.
Yes. So,
So how do I break this to him without breaking his heart? Oh, ironic that they use break in there twice. I don't know. First of all, you aren't in control of his... emotions. So if he wants to be hurt, he's going to be hurt.
Yeah, and sometimes there's, I don't know, some you can couch things delicately,
yes.
And you can be clear about what you're saying, and you can say things in a straightforward way,
yeah.
But sometimes the truth hurts, you know?
Yep.
Sometimes there's no nice way to say something
hurts.
Oh my god. This is a really special
love
occasion.
Hurts. We both sang.
I'm just going to let you go
no, I'm
on
done.
Because you're so good. You are just so good.
Yes, sometimes the truth hurts, as you said so correctly. You could, however, in addition to couching that in delicate ways, is that what you said? Saying it delicately?
Well, saying it gently. I mean, okay, this is what I meant. There's a difference between. Man, I'm really sick of you, and you don't make enough time for me, so I'm just going to have to go out and step out on you.
Yeah.
No, that's sounds kind of mean.
Right.
There's a difference between that and, hey, partner, I'm feeling lonely or disappointed because I feel that my sexual needs are not being met, and I would love to spend more time with you.
But
I'm worried about our work schedules. How can we resolve this? You know, there's a difference between those two phrasings of essentially the same thing.
And I would, it would be my preference, if I were the question asker, to say to my lover explicit things like, I really don't want to hurt you, which this question asker said in the question. I don't want to break your heart. And say things like, I want to be with you and I want to keep having sex with you, but the amount of time we're able to spend with each other these days... it's not enough for me, and I want to seek, you know, sex elsewhere, but I don't think that will diminish my love for you, and I want to know how you feel. You know, my preference would be explicitly saying things.
I like that, asking him how he feels and everything like that.
And by the way, I was going to point out, but I forgot, but in Stephanie's example, she used a lot of I statements, which is a good way to say things. Talk about how you feel and what you are and can do, and don't say... I worded that wrong. I worded it confusingly. When you're speaking, talk about how you feel and what you can do and what you can act. And
avoid accusing.
Or even mentioning the other person and what they should feel and what they should do. And
Yeah, I'm feeling this way because... And then you state some observations in a neutral way, right?
Yes. Don't say, you make me feel. Say, I feel.
Yeah, because nobody makes you feel a certain way.
Right, I mean, and you got to remember that in the reverse, in this case, question asker. Nobody makes you feel, so you can't make your lover feel. You can be delicate and say the truth in the nicest manner possible, but they may choose to feel hurt, or they may choose to feel like everything's okay.
Right, and if, you know, if this arrangement as it currently stands is not working out well for you, the only thing you can do is tell the truth and try to resolve it. You can't just go on being unhappy because you're afraid of hurting someone else's feelings. So it's better to just get the truth out there.
Right. And if you're afraid to confront this because it may end the relationship, then think what's actually happening there. You're in a waning relationship, a waning and faltering relationship, because you have needs that aren't being met.
Yeah.
And you're not addressing it, so it's just going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, and in fact, I think that's one of the number one reasons why cheating is so common, because
it's just
people are in
than
relationships,
confronting the truth.
They're not happy, one of their needs is not getting met, and then they're afraid to bring it up with their partner because they don't want to hurt the partner's feelings, and so they slink off into the darkness and go cheat on their partner with someone else.
With a vampire, apparently, in the darkness.
I'm going to suck your blood. It is almost Halloween, Mike.
Oh, you. Hola.
Watch out for those vampires. But no, I mean, it's true that, you know, instead of confronting reality, which is that they're not happy or their needs are not getting met, they kind of avoid reality by just going and trying to have their cake and eat it too. And in the long run, that usually ends in more turmoil and more hurt, unless you don't get caught. But then you have to live with yourself okay. Well, do you think we answered the question?
I know that we gave a lot of valid opinions and some options and some things to think about. So if that doesn't do it for you, or if there's more clarification, or if you have more questions, write us or call us and let us know. But I think we did.
Can I just say one last thing?
I bet you can.
Of course I can. But the question is, will it be meaningful or good? And I don't know about that. But some people might be listening to these questions and they're like, okay, this is interesting, but what does it have to do with freedom? And I want to answer that question, because I think that both of these questions are about honesty in relationships. They're about saying things that most people are afraid to say because of these notions that come from outside, that come from the culture, right?
Some mores.
Yeah.
Some cultural norms that are out there.
You know, be afraid, and because of fears of hurting their partner's feelings or not living up to this standard of what they feel that they should be based on culture. And, you know, it's freeing when you apply the principle of honesty and truth to your personal relationships. You know, if you can say what's on your mind to your partner, you have a better, deeper, closer relationship because of that. And you're going to be more happy because you're saying what you want instead of just trying to conform to what everybody else thinks you should want. So it's personal freedom. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree. And basically all freedom stems from personal freedom.
Yeah, I think you free yourself first. And then
free your mind and your ass will follow? No, that's kind of getting off on a tangent.
Free your mind and your ass will follow. Oh my goodness, Mike. That was so good. It was three songs in one podcast. Listeners, you got a bonus tonight. You got three, three different.
I bet that's
like
not what they're calling it.
It's like the park therapy jukebox, you know? Just, that was like, oh my goodness. I'm not going to tell this story on the air, but there was a funny story about, Mike, do you remember the first time?
Apparently you are going to tell it on
the air. You remember the first time we met?
On the hike?
On the hike. Uh-huh. And there was a joke about Mike was singing, and there was a joke about Mike being a jukebox. And I said, oh yeah, you just stick a quarter in his ear and he starts to sing.
I could be rich by now.
Yeah, exactly. Then you'd have to pull all the quarters out of your ears. There would be no room left for your brain. Anyway, if you
thanks for listening to this episode.
Yes, and if you want to sing a song for us, if you want to be on the Pork Therapy Jukebox, you should call us. And send Mike a quarter. Make sure you send Mike a quarter at...
We'll do without the quarter. But...
Go to our website, click on the donate, and send Mike a quarter and request your song. Put that in the little notes field.
Oh,
we'll
you're killing
it.
Me. I'm not going to sing requests. If you want to sing a song and record it,
not
call
even for a
419-PT-LUFF.
We have to pay for our hosting costs somehow.
Maybe for $250,000.
I'm going to pimp you out, Mike. maybe for a quarter... Would you sing a song, a request, for a quarter of $100?
Yeah, for $25, I will sing a song. Poorly.
Did you hear that, listeners?
Wow.
Anyway, yes, if you could actually be the pork, you could be the change you want to see in the world. You can leave us a voicemail with your own song and you could be the Pork Therapy Jukebox. So you should,
and
you want to do that.
I will pay you $5. If you call
be careful
our number,
what you wish
yeah,
for,
exactly,
Mike.
That's
be
why
careful.
I loved it. If you call our line, area code 419-PT-LOVE-4, and not only ask us a question, but ask us in the form of a song. If you sing your question to us, I'll pay you $5.
Oh, my goodness, Mike. You know what, though?
I do have to qualify this, because this isn't live. This is a podcast. So I'll say within the next week.
Okay.
I don't know when the release date.
Yeah, it's pretty soon. We'll probably
within
post
1 week of the release date of this episode, and the release date will be on our website. So there you go.
All right, guys, hold him to it. He'll hold his feet to the fire. Make sure you do that. Call us 419-PT-LOVE-4 and sing us a song. You know what else? I had a good idea, Mike.
What's that?
I think that our listeners should call us on our voicemail line and leave us like their own rendition of our theme song. Like, it's gotten to the point.
Cool.
This is a cool story, actually, Mike. I went to Keene last weekend because I was really busy doing, I did Free Talk Live three nights last week.
Yes.
And you can check them out, of course, freetalklive.com, our favorite talk radio show. Always a
also
pleasure to be on
there. Also on
the
Liberty Radio Network.
Ah, yes, at LRN.FM, of course. And if you're hearing this, there's a good chance you're listening to LRN.FM.
Nice.
So, anyway, so I was in Keene last weekend and like I met a new person that I had never met, and the person was like, "We're two crazy porks." He started like singing
the
song.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And then somebody like came up to me, someone I had no idea who it was, total stranger, and was like, "Oh, you're the girl from Pork Therapy, aren't you?" It was the first time I've ever been recognized, I guess.
Which is odd, because this is audio only.
Yeah,
but very cool.
I wonder how they found out.
I don't know.
Must be a stalker. No, I'm just kidding. No way. It was just probably someone heard me talking, and I guess...
Place the voice.
Yes.
So you can find out all about how to email us, call us, join our female list, listen to our last episodes, everything you want on our website, which is...
porktherapy.com, and that's porctherapy.com.
And I want to thank you for listening to this episode.
Yes.
Please listen again.
Thank you so much. And send us questions at porktherapy.com. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool. An introspective relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.